We'd like to call the meeting to order. Everyone has a copy of the minutes of our June 10th meeting.
I move we accept the minutes as printed.
Move second, any discussion on that? They will move to me. Thank you very much for being on that. All those in favor, motion. Everyone has a copy of the agenda. Not in order. Does anyone have a conflict of interest with any of the items on that? Do you want to proceed to the other ones? We have our regular board members here, so we will go over. Next on the agenda is a review of the JAC Council report. We have about an hour to put the closure of existing concrete dam adjacent to the oil house. And this equipment is used to use the compressed natural gas for the existing oil. Gold Force was not rural there, right? Gold Force was found surviving over there. We looked at it after the people were going to do it. The application is in. Town staff all signed off on it, but the fee has not been paid. And there's no one here from the company. My recommendation is that we put getting the names to the end of the meeting. If they don't show up, we continue to the next meeting. The fact that the fee hasn't been paid, we shouldn't have to come. What's the board's thought?
I'll make a motion to add it to the fact.
We'll hold off until the end of the meeting and then we'll take a vote to continue.
Awesome.
Next on the agenda is open to the public. You can sit down if you'd like.
Well, you know, that might be nice too.
It's been a long, long day. Enjoying the short summer. Okay, there we go. All right. Well, I can't speak for that feedback. I'm not Jimi Hendrix. Okay, well, Mr. Chairman, members of the planning board, thanks for this opportunity to speak. I'm here representing Friends of Penobscot Bay. My name is Ron Huber from Rockland, Maine, and I'm here representing the Friends of Penobscot Bay. Friends is a non-government organization organized last fall to carry out stewardship of Penobscot Bay, including overseeing development proposals, legacy waste sites, Bay Area businesses and communities that use licensed outfalls, pump wastewater of one type or another into the bay, which is Maine's biggest bay, and it's also America's lobster basket. Now, while we incorporated only last fall, the members of our board and the beach spent decades or even their lifetime exploiting the bay or responsibly or protecting it. Our members fish the bay for lobsters, sea urchins, sandworms, bloodworms, clams, and mussels. We run tourism businesses that are dependent on the bay's scenic assets. We use advocacy and litigation to defend the bay from pollution or inappropriate development. And the bottom line is a healthy, ecologically productive, and naturally beautiful bay is a profitable bay. Now, we're here to talk about GAC Chemical, and I know that they're not here, and this isn't specifically about this permit of theirs. This is about a different issue there, though in some ways in the end it may become there. And that's basically, we would like you to use whatever force you can to have GAC commit to dealing with legacy industrial waste dumps along its shoreline property. A variety of waste of eroding and leaking into the intertidal flats, bauxite tailings, other waste dumped along the shore, and an abandoned factory and an abandoned tank. I've got a few photos here. Only got one to look at myself. But they're also...
Are you going to leave those with us?
Yes, yes. In fact, you can...
The color has a little bit more posture.
The color, I'll just say, is... well, printers and are all different that way. Okay. Well, anyway, so As in this photograph, and a variety of waste eroding and leaking into the intertidal flats, and there are other waste that are dumped along the shore, and from an abandoned factory and an abandoned tank that's also right over the shore there. David Coulter's run a much tighter ship at GAC than his predecessors, reflected in Maine DEP's records in the company. We're worried that a year of inaction and excuses from Mr. Coulter suggest he may be repeating the approach to these 20th century wastes on their shore that was taken by his predecessors, kind of a laissez-faire, let it be. Now, his predecessors declined to deal with these pollution sources even when it was recommended by a state official back in the 90s. Continues this day to be eroding and sinking into the Stockton Harbor. Now, we hope that Sears would require GAC Chemical to clean up its mess before starting up another industrial operation, no matter how innocuous the new one seemed to be. I'm certainly supportive of using gas instead of oil, and from what I've heard about the proposed pigment plant, it's a very, very clean one as well. We think, again, that Mr. Coulter and company are doing a great job there, but the problem is that they're only the latest in a series of chemical and fertilizer companies that have been operating there. It's now, though, it's the responsible party. We asked the Sears Board to get them to move forward on dealing with this continuing waste problem, perhaps as a condition of a license or a permit. I don't know quite where in the ordinance that would be, but I'm sure it is. GAC could do this by committing publicly to creating and implementing some kind of shoreline remediation plan, intertidal flat remediation plan as well. Now, we would be glad to take the planning board on a tour of the beach adjoining GAC's property. You can take a look for yourselves. I have a lot of other information from back into the 1940s. And again, the company is running a very tight ship as far as its present operations. It has a legacy of things, and like everybody in the world, you'd rather just sort of leave them legacy things to themselves. But we think that because they are continuing to erode and leak into the harbor, that it really needs to be dealt with, and David Coulter could do that. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Glad to answer any questions, if you like.
Are there any questions?
Thank you.
What is doing with the DEP on this end?
Well, I have, and they said we haven't heard a peep from them, because we've talked with Mr. Coulter and his environmental consultant and gone on a couple site tours in the last year, and he said he was definitely going to go ahead and work on something, but the year's gone by, and he's been busy at the time. There are a lot of probably all rational reasons, but we're really afraid that the sort of informal agreement that we got, that he would deal with the eroding shoreline that's putting all this bauxite ore into the mud there, and this abandoned tank and rotten old factory building that's partly obscured by trees, but it's got this sort of iridescent fluid and stuff coming up in the cobbly beach right along that first cove as you look from the causeway. So, as I said, having said that he's interested in doing this, and then time going by, and he's busy as a good businessman, making more businesses work there, upgrading the gas, doing all these things. But we really want to try to focus on cleaning up the mess, because it's still eroding. DEP said they hadn't heard it from him. And they hadn't heard from him about, we thought, okay, we have this agreement, probably sometime over the last year he'll talk to them because it's a mitigation thing. And they hadn't heard of anything, so don't know. I don't want to keep pestering them or pestering the company or DEP about it until something's happening. And I think you as a board have the moral authority to really urge them to move ahead with that.
Now, clarify with DEP, do they have some sort of agreement?
As far as I know, they do not. When we asked DEP, they hadn't heard nothing at all about anything from them.
They haven't heard anything from him. They have no agreement.
Right.
So, Have they been down on site? Have they taken any position on this?
The company or the agency?
GAC.
DEP has not. Last time that I saw them make any movement on this was back in the 90s when they took a tour of the area and they wrote up a report suggesting that they basically trim back the eroding bank and sod it over, which is all they need to do. They don't need to dig out the waste. They just need to make it so it stops eroding. And but 13 years have passed.
Don't you think that might be a good place to put it if they have bigger problems than we do?
Well, I don't know about that. Let's ask DCP Midstream about that.
That was a process. Now we're coming to enforcement. The planning board essentially does not have a process.
Right, I understand that. And I believe that, you know.
Here it is.
Starts at 7. Well, okay. Well, I'll give them a copy of my statement here so we don't have to go through it again. And that's right.
I have a question.
Yes.
It's right over here. Is there any, has a survey been done to see what toxins are leaking there?
Well,
I've
gone on a couple of site visits with David and with his environmental consultant, and they've taken a look, and of course, been non-committal about committing to things, and that's, like I said, that was the middle of last year, so we hope that, the last thing that we heard was they're very busy doing the setting up the new process here, trying to clear the woods and get things ready for them. And so we're afraid we're sort of getting lost in the noise in the background there with this issue, which, as I say, for,
DEP would be the place for enforcement. That's their job.
Yeah. Well,
we're an application.
Right. Well, it might be that somewhere in the ordinance they say that as a condition of doing this, you do that. But after all, we're not looking for enforcement as in, fines or things, just in them getting the urge to move along and get it done. I don't know what kind of carrots to wave.
Those photographs are all the same location.
Yeah, they are, and I apologize if I say the color just keeps on keeping on. The point of this is, in the foreground is some of the alum-tainted mud, the sort of pale-colored mud there. In the mid-ground is the gravel that has what appears to be the waste that's coming from the tank in this building here. At least from an aerial shot, you can see that. And so there's the tank, and on the right edge is the building, an abandoned building of some kind. Right below the tank, there's some of the eroding shoreline that we wanted to deal with. So it's a... We thought it's all in one picture. Now, this is an earlier picture. This isn't recent, but we've gone down there, and it really hasn't changed, except some shrubs have grown up in around the tank.
As I mentioned, we are planning to enforcement agency. We don't have the tools to do the testing.
Right.
We did...
Well, right.
We're going to have fun. I'd just like to get a little bit of funding so we can rewrite our site plan for this.
It would be nice. Anyway, Searsport will only be bettered by when pollution sources stop entering.
I agree with you. I think that we
as you say,
way down on the total goal, there's people that can take action.
But as I say, you have a strong moral force. You guys have been around being a planning board. People listen, they come. You've dealt with so many different types of people, especially over the last couple of years. And I think people have come to respect your opinions. And that's why I brought it up as this public moment here.
And a lot of things transpired 30, 40 years ago that obviously don't happen now.
Right. This is legacy stuff.
It's an ongoing thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And I have no idea what they did want, but I don't think it's a plan for now.
Right. It may be down the road if they do come up with a mitigation plan that may involve some soil movement and things. They may end up
As I recall, before they were doing a some dredging on our labor, dredging that we've got in the north.
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, some of this is still very much. We'd like that to happen with that, too. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And here's one last photo of it.